We set off yesterday on an expedition towards the source of the River Blaidnock. The idea being that it would be like a 19th century expedition. So first of all, I trained the walkers in pacing, which was the traditional method of measuring distance. And one pace is not one step, but it's actually two steps. So it's every time you put your right foot down, you record in your mind one pace. Everything interesting that happens, you also write down what number of paces it happened. So that's what we did, and then we recorded it all on a map, which I have here, right here. We managed a very short expedition. I think we only managed 758 paces, and it was a micro expedition, I'd say. And one man fell over in the mud, which was quite amusing. And it also set the tone for the expedition, which wasn't easy walking. I mean, we were going over really boggy ground, and there was no footpath. We had no maps. We had no GPS or anything like that. So we were replicating, I felt, in some extent, the conditions of the previous century. On the map here, we've got the start of the expedition. We crossed the bridge. We went through the Bog of Despair. I mean, one of the things about an expedition that makes it funny is being able to name things. Cross the Bog of Despair, we lost one man. We then crossed the Clark Maxwell Stream. So there was a strong nationalist tendency in our team. So everything was named after a Scottish writer or a high achiever. And we crossed Stevenson Stream. We saw Keats Tributary. Well, I suppose that's not Scottish. There we are. Buchan's Cataracts, which were the rapids. Smuggler's Island, people were starting to get into a bit of an Arthur Ransom thing by that time, Enid Blyton. Crockett's Falls, named after apparently a local author, Crockett. And we ended up at the Trading Post, which I believe is also a kind of fishing lodge. And then we returned.
Do you want to return and try and find the source of the Blaidnock?
The real source, if you were talking about getting to the real, this was a sort of a starting, you know, just as the Nile, the original expeditions would push further and further down the Nile and get not very far. Then the final expedition, Speke's expedition, he cut in from the east coast of Africa. So I think maybe if one cut in from the A75, you could get in at the real source, which is a loch, which is the kind of the Lake Victoria of Glen Trool or something. I suspect that the real source of the Blaidnock is a tributary into that loch. So that could be next year's. That would be quite hardcore, though, I think.
And where can people see the map at the moment, Robert?
Yeah, the map is in the little exhibition room at the top of the stairs in the county buildings. So it's got some pictures as well.